Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, good morning, 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 everyone. Today is May 14th, 2021. Happy Friday to everyone. This week, we're going to discuss the principle of auto-suggestion, which is the third chapter in the book. But to me, along with the prologue and I believe another section, to me, it's like the third or fourth principle to me. The chapter starts off with Chapter 3, Auto-Suggestion, the medium for influencing the subconscious mind, the third step to ritual. Now, when I first started reading this, what stuck out to me the most is the subconscious mind, because to my understanding, I always know there's a forethought and there's like a back thought. So with this principle, we're going to learn more towards the things that you most can control and to make them dig deeper within yourself. So it's kind of like, it's like when people say they train their hair. It's like you're training yourself to be a better person, to have better thoughts, to have a better mentality. He defines auto-suggestion as a term which applies to all suggestions and all self-administered stimuli being a key word, which reach one's mind through the five senses. Stated in another way, auto-suggestion is self-suggestion. It is the agency of communication between that part of the mind where the conscious thought takes place and that which serves as the seat of action for the subconscious mind. Now, with that being said, to me, the subconscious mind is kind of like that part, the back part of your brain, which pokes out little key suggestions for you all the time of you should do this, you should do that. Now, they may be positive for some and they may not always be positive for all. And also the key form of auto-suggestion is repetitiveness. In this chapter, I learned that repetitiveness is the key, but it's also really, it's a dangerous and it's a very helpful tool. So with his principle of auto-suggestion, if all you're brought up to believe or all that you are told either by yourself or by someone else, because auto-suggestion is not only influenced by what you speak to yourself or what you do with yourself, it is also what is said and done with you. So I love the examples he gave in the book where he gave me examples of children who grew up in two different situations. One was always taught to believe that they can and they will, and one was always taught to believe that they can't and they won't. And those two different mindsets brought up two different people with the same mindset they were raised to believe in. Now, personally, I was raised to believe that I can, but within bounds. So I've noticed that with myself, my subconscious mind wants more and it wants to break free, but it's also very hesitant and very slow. After reading this book, one of the efforts that I've tried to change within myself is that I can and that we'll worry about the balance later, or the balance don't matter as of right now. Another principle of this chapter is that it really does lead into the next, I would not say the next principle, but the next overarching idea for the principles. It really jumps into the subconscious mind a little bit to give you a teaser of what it's going to be leading for the rest of the chapters. Because after this, there's going to be two more principles, and then he really gets heavy into the subconscious mind. And God forgive me, there's one more principle, one more idea. I wouldn't say principle. It's an idea that relates to subconscious mind, because you yourself, your outside self, your subconscious mind, and there it is, your infinite intelligence, all talk and they all breathe and live off of each other. It's kind of like the earth. We all, like the five senses, the four important matters of the earth, they all breathe and live with each other. And then whatever is done in like the virtual space or like the non-physical space will come into fruition into the physical space. So that was a cool idea that I got from this chapter. What I would say the main thing about his ability to illustrate the law of suggestion was really well. He put a lot of things into perspective when it comes to your imagination. How do you concentrate and what do you see on the outside and on the inside? So not only in this chapter did he teach you that breathing positive thoughts brings positive action, but it also, that's my thought. So whatever, when you breathe positive on the inside, it comes to the outside, but it's also, it's not a one and done action. I love that when he said about the law of suggestion is that breathing this into fruition is not a one and done. It's a constant, it's a belief, it's a ritual. So for some people, it's waking up every day and doing a mantra. For some people, it is just saying something small to yourself. For some people, it's taking notes or journaling how they're feeling, but then also journaling what they want to do. And then he goes on to give you a summary of instructions. The instructions differ between what your aim is. So the first one is for the attainment of money and wealth. And if you ever listen to the older chapters or our older taping, we had gotten to a long discussion, because sometimes our discussions get pretty long, about what wealth is and that everyone's desire. Like when I first read the book, he described desire as an attainment for wealth and for monetary needs. And that, to me, is not a burning desire. To me, money is money. Even if you haven't grown from a, even if you grew, whether to me, whether you grew impoverished or plentiful. But the example here that he gives us is for the attainment of monetary wealth. And the first, he asks you to go to a quiet spot, somewhere where you can just be. I don't know if anyone understands that, but just being is a really important thought to this book, because if you can't be, then you can't do. And then he asks you to go to a quiet spot, take your mantra, take your, in the beginning of the chapter, desire, where he tells you how to list out your mantra and describe it to yourself, listen to yourself, say it, and repeat it to yourself. And then repeat this every day and night, and then place a written copy somewhere where you can see it. Not necessarily that you have to read it, but you can see it. But in that example, or in that, come on, CD said, in that program or activity, as you read it, it's just write it, read it, love it. And it's that repetition that brings the law of auto-suggestion to fruition. So, next chapter, next Friday, sorry, Gonna can be here. She's celebrating Eid, so happy Eid for her. This chapter, we spoke on auto-suggestion, and then the next chapter, we'll be speaking on a specialized knowledge. I really dislike the specialized knowledge chapter, so I will have fun discussing that next week with you all. Thank you again to May 14th. Have a happy, happy Friday, and have a happy night.